Well, I was going to come back to the Texas City 3/31/2004 prediction. It was obvious to me at this point. Please understand, it's not just the numbers. The numbers supplement geostrategic reality. Being a war game player for the Army, an intelligence guy, a general staff officer, it was clear to me that they were suppressing body count. They were having trouble with recruiting. Materiel was being damaged, that they needed a little bit of adrenaline to keep this war going. The Bush people had painted themselves into a sandbox in Iraq, and they need a causeless belly. They need a false flag attack to get them a draft and to get them nuclear release authority. That was clear to people who understood the military equation back in the spring of 2004. The FBI, the day after we alerted the Gulf Coast region through Clear Channel, calling the FBI, tried to get all the media and police in Houston together on the 25th of March to shut the matter up, but it didn't get shut up, and a lot of the Houston and Pasadena police departments became part of what was called the Ghost Troop Police Posse, where I just said, you're in communication with me, I'm leading my part of it, follow if you want. And they followed. And what wound up happening with that 331 prediction that we did for Houston Petrochemical Complex was that it happened 24 hours earlier than our prediction and 24 miles off our prediction. It happened Texas City, Texas, British Petroleum, 3/30/2004. So we were correct. And the odds of that happening are astronomical. The 3/30, incidentally, is the only date of the year, 3/3. You drop off zeros because they don't count numerology, and it's Illuminatus hocus pocus. So you get 33, the Illuminatus supreme number. It was a signature date, and incidentally, the same date that Bush tried to kill Reagan, 3/30/1981. Huh. They love that 33. It's their highest number in the Illuminatus numerology.
Exactly.
So Ghost Troop came in within one day's walk and within one day's time of the actual place. It wasn't until then that we realized Texas City, and it wasn't until after then that we realized why. You know why?
Why?
This is a three-phased operation they've been building in. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, New York City, New York, and Texas City, Texas. They love parallelism.
Captain, you've been talking about the cryptology here of the Illuminati, how they really enjoy using these numbers to kind of play with people's minds. What's the reason they do this? I mean, have you ever figured that? I mean, you studied the enemy.
It took a while. The first thing that was apparent to me is that anytime you can talk around somebody else's head, around their back, you feel superior to them. It's the way any group of thugs work when they're going to mug somebody. There's all kinds of eye contact and signaling going on that the person being mugged doesn't get. That empowers the attacker. Another thing is that there's a certain sadistic pleasure, and we have to think of sadism all the time when we think of the Bush boys, that they enjoy hurting people. They're sadists. All this Zionist Illuminatus crap that they're pulling off right now, it's largely Satanism and cruelty and sadism, so they love being able to set it up. But probably the most important thing, another thing is that it shows a signature. It shows people what they have done. Incidentally, I figured most of this out, not on my own, but by talking to gang members that I've taught over the years and some high school stints I've done, where I taught South Side Crips and Latin Kings, Bloods, and they explained that the gangs always sign their work. And when you think about this whole Bush boys, Illuminatus, Zionist crapola, you've got to think of gang rules. They're just like Crips and Bloods, except they've gotten into the White House. Exactly like people in history books say that Hitler and the Nazis were just a bunch of thugs and gangsters. That's exactly what it is. But probably the biggest reason, and this is the part that takes a while to get into, but it's the most important part, is that if you can do cryptological clues that your people know to look for, it gives you a command and control vehicle that you can insert into the mainstream media so that people who are in on the scam can simply watch the news. And as far as anyone knows, they're watching the news. They're having lunch or whatnot. But there are certain signal numbers and events or events coupled with numbers that will alert them. And there are certain echelons, there are certain levels of intimacy with the code that allow different people of different levels of importance and responsibility to activate in different ways. So let's say anybody who's in on this whole thing in a general sort of way, not knowing that this is treason against their own country and that there's been mass murder going on against American citizens, but just believing that this is a good thing, it's time for America to make its move, well, these fools may think that God just kind of manifests himself by putting 9s, 3s, 1s, 11s, that these numbers are just part of some kind of a divine plan. And that would be the most basic credulous level. When you get to more advanced people, there may be people who understand that numbers and sequences alert people to the amount of time to prepare operations that are going to happen on a certain day. And at a certain level still higher, people may be aware of the exact dates and sequences. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how,
go on.
So when you get that level of sophistication with it, you can execute a mission using this. It's like the Enigma code of the Germans, for God's sake. I mean, you know, every country uses code, even when it's doing treason. In fact, especially when it's doing treason. Those of you who are history book buffs, go back to the Jefferson administration in your American history book from high school, and you'll find that there was the XYZ affair, where people were conducting treasonable commerce with European powers on the basis of ciphers, and their identities were X, Y, and Z. It's always done. So after the Texas City 330 affair, Ghost Troop began to work extensively on the embedded code. Up to that point, we had just used it in a kind of on-the-job training capacity, well enough for one operation. But we started trying to work on the actual rules, and then we started working extensively in the summer of 2004, because that's when, you may remember, everybody was saying that Al-Qaeda was going to nuke the U.S. during the elections. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I think that's where our paths kind of crossed journalistically without us knowing. And also, I might want to add that you may be instrumental here in have stopped one of their nuclear attacks back then. Go ahead.
We'll get to it. That's the summer of 2005, and I want to get there quickly. I want to say one thing in passing. We took as a key mark the Reagan funeral. You may remember the Reagan funeral. You may remember the day before the Reagan funeral, a plane went over the funeral and everybody went into a wild panic, all these Washington VIPs.
Yes.
That's because they know that there's mass murder afoot in treason, and they thought they might be the target. What happened was that Reagan's funeral was on 6/11, the 1,002nd day after 9/11. Remember, Madrid was on 3/11, 911 days after 9/11. So we started playing what's called the ordinal, the order number of the day. Reagan's funeral was set up for 6/11, 1,002 days after 9/11. Now watch. 9/11, the date, flip the 9 and you get 6/11, the number date of Reagan's funeral. 2001, the year of 9/11, reverses to 1,002 after the event, the day of Reagan's funeral. Mm-hmm. Reagan's funeral was a contrived affair and a signal and rallying sign. That's why Bush, for those of you who are into cultic and satanic lore, gave a famous speech, look it up, in which he said, when Reagan was put into office, people saw a Western star rising. Folks, since Jesus Christ was signaled by an Eastern star rising, you don't have to think too hard what kind of symbology he's bringing in with that kind of statement. So we started doing analysis at that point, predicting a 927 strike, which would be the 1,111th day after 9/11. That came in, too, because there was a sabotage pipeline explosion in New Caney, Texas, 30 miles away from Houston again, right on schedule with the Ghost Troop prediction. So this is two predictions we had done, one major, Texas City, one minor, where the 11/11 date came in. At that point, candidly, my nerves had about had it. I was combat stressed and thought I was going to die from the strain of it all. And December 31st, after 2 years of full-time involvement in the info war, I went out of it. I was just broken. As you may remember, at that point, there was a rumor going around from a guy called German Guy that Houston was going to be set up for a nuke. That was in the winter of 2004 going into early 2005.
Right.
It's my estimation that that was probably a psyop done by the Houston area FBI and National Intelligence Assets to see how much resistance there would be to the next time they tried to set Houston up. Houston's next setup was March 23rd. That was 3/23/2005. Texas City, British Petroleum, Texas City, Texas, blew up again, this time killing another 15 people. I had to go back to my gang experts, my cult experts, the little Southside Crips and the Bloods and the Latin Kings, and they explained to me why it was 3/23. 3/23, remember the first big Texas City explosion was 3/30. 3/3. 3/23 is nothing but a 2 sitting in the middle of a 33. It's a cult way of saying the second 33 operation.
Huh.
So that was probably a dry run, which brings us into the summer of 2005. I had been out of the info war for 6 months, but my ability, you know, after a while you become expert at this, like any form of combat. Info war is combat. The stresses are identical and the way you learn the ropes are identical. I could see it coming so thick, everyone saw it coming. I'm sure you did, Greg. The summer of 2005, we all knew that these rascals were going to do it. They were going to do it. And in the summer of July 1st, Well, June 25th or July 1st, I wrote three emails on the basis of hints I was getting, geopolitical as well as military, as well as cryptoanalytic, numeric, the embedded code. And I made a firm prediction of 727 for a date, and I said it was going to be Houston, Pasadena, petrochemical again. That's always my standard targeting, you know, in this area, because it's the center of the Bush region down here, the southern capital of the Bush dynasty. Incidentally, this was the Kennedys, I'd say Boston, okay? And this is Houston. And okay. What happened was that I made that prediction a week before London came in. And now, of course, your readers will be caught, your listeners will be caught up. London came in on 7-7. July 7th. Incidentally, 7-7-2005, which means 7-7 and then 2 plus 5 is 7. And then the body count was cute. 2-5 for the year, 2005. Body count, 5-2, another 7. They were playing numbers out the wazoo in London, all of them involving the 7 series. It was a 7 series attack. Remember, Texas City had been 3 series attacks before, 3-3 and then 3-2-3. So they went to
What's seven. The significance of 7 in their scheme of things?
What I find out is that there are number codes that work for different areas. For instance, the Bali bombings were 2001, I think 10-2, and then they happened again 2005, 2-11. There's a 2 code for Australia that worked both times Australia got hit. Madrid and Texas City the first time were 3-11, then 3-3, 3-3-0, then 3-2-3 in 2005. So there seem to be permutations at work. The 7 series was fresh, but the 7 series clearly came in London, and then again, remember my mechanism, 330-2004, BP Texas City, becomes 323-2005, BP Texas City. So 3-3 becomes 3-2-3. 7-7, therefore, fell perfectly in line with my prediction date of 7-2-7.
And then it also, if our listeners remember, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, New York City, New York, Texas City, Texas.
By the way, every parallelism makes an ideograph of an 11. A parallel line is an 11, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you take Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Texas, New York City, New York, and Texas City, Texas, you get three 11s. Add them up, supreme Illuminatus number 33. Mm-hmm. By the way, go outside the Murrow building and look at the sign they put up there. The little Satanist has signed it. You know what the body count is from Oklahoma City?
No.
161. Flip the 6 over. 191. Anagram for what? 911.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
Okay, so the Oklahoma City body count that's up there in that plaque, that stele before the Murrow building, is a cult signature. It's 161 with 6 flips over. It's called a rotational. 6 can be a 9. Everything can be turned backwards or reversed in their little twisted way. So 6 flips over and you got a 191 again, a 911 anagram, a mix-up for 911.
Okay, Captain, let's continue. She says is imminent, which I believe is imminent. Well, Captain, why nuclear? Why not a biological attack or something else they have planned?
Bioattack and all that is pending. That's why they got the bird flu sitting out there, which Bush announced as a pressing danger on November 11th at a 10:10 a.m. Eastern press conference. That was November 11th is 11, the day 1, and the time 1-1. So you got a 5-1 sequence, 1-1-1-1-1. That's the same day the Texas-Oklahoma fire started on 11-1-1-1-1, and Bush declared that a federal emergency zone, therefore doling out money to his supporters and collaborators on January 11th, 1-1-1. So everything else you're talking about is germane and relevant, but the nuclear thing is the thing they've been promising because they've already decided what will mobilize American public opinion the most. And remember, they want a draft. They want a homeland security state, this bastard word that reminds us of fatherland that never existed before 9-11. And they want nuclear release authority. This war is going nuclear. This war started out nuclear. That's why Baghdad, the secret of Baghdad, was that it went neutron nuclear at the Baghdad airport. But let's get back to Texas City, summer of 2005, because this is where you and I really wind up connected.
Right.
To make a long matter short, I became so sure after the London attacks that my earlier prediction of a 727 date, remember, London 77, my predictions before London, 727, therefore, the second 7-7. It was playing out just like 3:30 Texas City was turning into 3-2-3, the second 33 Texas City. I came home to Houston. I stopped off on the way and got baptized by the Catholic Church. I'm not a particularly strong Catholic, but it brought me great comfort. My wife's Catholic. They baptized me under special provision of extreme peril of death. This is an exceptional form of baptism, and it really represents an endorsement of some of the smarter, more savvy people about Illuminatism and Zionism who thought this was for real in the Catholic Church. I came home to Houston, and I started moving. I brought Ghost Troop back together after having kept it out of business for 6 months while I was recuperating from my 2 years in the info war. I went on a three-day blitz where I called every media person you can name. L.A. Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Arizona Republic, Seattle Times, Sacramento Bee, you name them. And for 3 days, I described my scenario and reported my conclusions and gave my analysis. Do you know what these people did to me for 3 days? They listened with interest because, sir, everybody, remember this, American people, all these bastards knew. They knew it was coming. They were interested in my data as the best guess they could get as to when it was coming. Nobody called me a loon. Nobody called me crazy. Nobody hung up. Everybody talked, and everybody was interesting because they're not trying to save you. They're trying to cash in on your estate when you're dead. That's what these bastards are up to. On the 22nd, we went out on a full info war offensive. We got articles posted up nationwide. And we finally picked up on the master signal that told us when to really kill it, which was 2 days before they were going to do it, they started the space shuttle program. Remember the space shuttle took off again this summer?
Yes.
They scheduled that on the 26th. It gave them the opportunity to bring every national-level buzzard prostitute down to Clear Lake City, just south of Houston, to be standing by for NASA, don't you know? Except they started doing the space shuttle countdown, and guess what they started the space shuttle countdown out on Sunday morning? They started at 1 day, 19 hours digital. In other words, 119, a 911 reversal code. So that was their code to get the space shuttle up. The space shuttle was their cover operation, a final rallying point where they could throw all their cult numerology and their astrological symbology and whatnot and have the media standing by. It went up the day before my 727 prediction for Texas, for Houston, Pasadena on 726. That brings us to what happened on the night of the 28th. They abort-coded out. They waited a day after the 727. We had put so much international exposure on this that they had a conventional explosion, 6 p.m., Texas City, evacuated the British Petroleum factory, evacuated and closed down roads, moved out heavy federal equipment, read nuclear bomb, and then they at 9 p.m. that night, they had a scene like something you have never seen, where there was atmospheric, ionospheric-level weaponry going on, and they were creating disturbances that afterwards all of my police associates and I agreed looked like a nuclear blast of immense magnitude. They'd set up a light show to go along with the small nuke they were actually going to detonate to wipe out Texas City, Texas. Remember, every one of these, Oklahoma, New York, Texas, is an ascending scale of violence. This stuff doesn't work. It's like a Son of movie. You got to have more people dead in part two than part one, and more dead in part three than part two. Whatever happens, they're going to kill 10 to 100,000 people. They've got to.
Okay. Captain May, go ahead.
Someone out there needs to ask me why I'm saying the next one is going to be on January 31st, and that's a stone cold prediction. I would not make it if I did not have confidence in it. Someone asked me why I'm making that prediction. Greg,
we're going to get to that in a minute. I want to talk about Texas City, Texas, and then tell our listeners why you think the next 10 days are very important in the history of our country. Go ahead.
Okay, Texas City, Texas, that night I did a 6 p.m. broadcast with Lenny Bloom, Cloak and Dagger. It's historic. It's archived. It's on the Ghost Troop bibliography. It must be listened to. But even more important, which I think you're going to excerpt from, is a recording that I did 3 hours after that at 9 p.m. Central Time when Texas City, Texas had a huge, a 50-mile-high ionospheric level electrical disturbance, which was probably brought on by either HARP technology out of Alaska or some weapons platform yet undescribed from the space shuttle, which was supposed to simulate the blast that they were going to use to make everybody in the southeast quadrant of Texas remember the night that Texas City blew up. It wound up being a freak thing. The media covered it up and tried to explain it away as a flash from Texas City. But, folks, I'm trained to evaluate high-level explosions from my nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare days. And I can tell you authoritatively, I was standing 45 miles away from it, and it was 45 degrees high in the sky and 90 degrees wide. That's something that is huge. It had to be 45 miles high in order to assume those dimensions. We'll get to it. That night I called on my authority as a lawful constitutional officer of the United States of America on a mission of conscience you will hear that I called for a military coup and I ordered the arrest of the Bush boys.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that totally. And I've got some information from some people in Charleston who were talking to me regarding that and printed a story regarding Burns and the group down there that were running a nuclear attack and nuclear simulation. I might add another one is scheduled for January 31.
That's why I'm saying it. We'll get to that. Charleston, by the way, broke up the same night, 728. It probably was set for 727, the day after the shuttle, because that gave them all the Judas journalists they needed to go film the dead people in Texas City, say that Al-Qaeda had done it, we were going to go nuclear on Iran.
Why did they postpone it? What happened?
Because Ghost Troop had busted all their codes, and we had 40 iterations of an international article predicting what they were going to do out there, tying the FBI to it, tying the local media to it. Totally decoding their stuff. We were doing ongoing analysis and contact just like we're doing now. That's why I'm doing this so emphatically, because I know this works. Public affairs campaigns can stop false flag nuclear attacks because you can't have a surprise attack when the word's out you're going to do it.
Good idea.
So
no,
we
good
shut
point.
It down.
You...
They postponed it a day, and then they blew Texas City at 6 p.m. Central with a little bit of a conventional thing, shut it down and evacuated it. And the same night they're doing all this high-level stratospheric, ionospheric-level electronic emission to simulate a nuclear blast that even my cop contacts were saying looked like a nuke, the same night Charleston had some freak meteorological stuff. Get back with your people there. And they closed down that Fort Monroe / Charleston, South Carolina simulation of a 10K nuke. The same way they were doing NORAD exercises during 9/11 and Cheney was running them and took the exercises live to do 9/11, the same way London was doing security exercises involving simulated charges in subways when it happened, they took it live and did it. They were going to take the Charleston, South Carolina exercise live and execute the nuclear attack. Now, understand, I'm not talking out my butt here. I told you that I had been involved in tactical, theater, and strategic level war games as a professional opposing forces officer for 5 years of my life. You paid a lot of money to teach me to do that. And I know, speaking as an expert, that if you have all the people in a room necessary to do the exercise, then you've got all the people in a room necessary to do the real thing. And you don't have to tell them in advance they're going to do the real thing. You have them show up to do an exercise, and then, wow, coincidence of coincidence, the real thing happens. And nobody asks questions because groupthink and herd psychology take over, just like 9/11. It's an old, tried-and-true technique. But I think we need to get a couple of minutes of that in so they'll hear the order for the Operation Buku, and they'll hear, folks, I'm a martial arts teacher, and I don't spook easy, but you're going to hear fear all over my voice, and you're going to hear helicopters circling my position as I'm reporting. Now, why are military or police helicopters circling me when it looks like there's a nuke going off? And the answer is they're trying to shut me up, and I'm lucky they didn't have arms loaded.
Okay, Kelly, do you want to play that clip there?
This
you
is
have
from
lined
the
up.
Bibliography.
This war would turn into quicksand, saying we'd be brought to the brink of world war, saying it could roll back and destroy us ourselves. All those things are in all. There it is. Wow. Wow. Getting bigger. Primal responses. What kind of frigging Taekwondo block do you go into a mushroom cloud? Really, George Bush doesn't fight fair, folks. Don't let him fool you. That wolf closet. Again, ascending. I haven't a clue.
So there's a big battle going on there.
I can't believe we're going to keep the grid on that long. There's some kind of generation of power, or there's something irregular going on, so that we're getting, again, freaky electronic power being controlled directly in the stratosphere. Like, God, I've got to get my coordinates. I have to get my compass out. I'm at war. I'm looking north. Hang on. Directly to the south. That puts it about down in the Clear Lake. The axis through central Houston, Clear Lake, going clear out to Texas City, I suppose. It could be a flash from any direction along that to me. And again, that from my position, and I'm, oh boy, I got a cop circling. Well, this may be it, folks. Another flash. From where I am, coordinates are going to be the St. Ignatius Loyola Catholic Church. We'll make our Alamo there. I was baptized in the Church of the Sacred Heart in El Paso, La Iglesia del Corazón Sagrado, by Father Marshall, and that sure looks like it was a good idea. And Father Garcia, who's the prior of the pastorage, said at the time that was a good idea, and it looks like I've had one prophecy more than I cared to have, folks. I think I called them right all the way along, and y'all just wouldn't listen. Yep. So from where I am at the St. Ignatius Church, let's put it there, I'm looking up, Lenny, and it's from where I'm looking to the south, probably 45 degrees up into the atmosphere. So we're talking about something that, as you look from the center of the clock, is out there at, oh, God, 9:30. Yeah, this thing's up there. This thing's above level on the horizon. This is halfway up to vertical. It's 45 degrees up, folks. That's the best coordinates I can give you with it. And that's really irregular lightning. That ain't lightning. It's not lightning. It's pulses from a single force. God knows, what are they doing? Are they simulating a big British petroleum explosion? Are they staging raids? Is the CIA in there in guerrilla units? You know, what are they doing down there? I haven't turned on the TV, and God knows what's that going to tell me anyway.
And Captain May, there is this BP oil refinery where they had planted an atomic device. Is that correct?
That's the way we're reading it, Lenny, unless that's just the flare spot that's, you know, the abort code, and they're doing a distraction, a massive distraction operation to get away from the thing, you know, like 911. They think on Hollywood terms, man. They live British, but they act Yiddish. I mean, you know, that's it. And right now there's something going on, some kind of, I wouldn't be surprised if tactical forces aren't pretty close to getting deployed, because you'd have to have them out in support of an operation of this scale. God knows, that stuff's got to be 20 miles off, and it's going up 45 degrees over my shoulder, and every time it goes, I flinch.
And of course, it's not coincidental that the space shuttle is up there.
Were we talking about the EMP today, Lenny?
Yeah, we didn't talk much about the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse.
Go ahead. It up in the media, but the way they're setting it up, unless I didn't know my chemical core doctor and I was an instructor, EMP is a localized phenomenon, man. That's not coast-to-coast, pole-to-pole type crap. And they're setting it up that way in the media because they're getting ready to do one of those British-Yiddish miracles, like 9/11 itself, where suddenly there's going to be darkness. My God, that went horizontal across the 45-degree plane. It went from straight in front of me to out my right eye. There's weird stuff going on up there. Weird stuff, and it's big stuff. Either that or it's proximate to me, but it doesn't look proximate to me. I'm not hearing it. God, man, the flash, and I'm not getting any bang right now. It's just all flash. So there's no flash. Now, my God, there's so much flash, I can't believe there's not bang yet. God, let's hope bang doesn't get here. You know what bang comes before? Bang comes before smack. You know, when we start hearing bang, that means smack is somewhere next.
Right.
This is like Hurricane Bush bearing down on his hometown.
Yeah.
Hurricane Bush, there's your tag, man. Hurricane Bush, blowing Buku, codename Buku. Hurricane Bush blowing, code Buku. You get that?
Got that, we
Hurricane
got that.
Hurricane Bush blowing, code Buku.
Captain May, why don't we take a quick break here and get this up on the internet for everybody?
Roger.
And then we'll call
Roger.
You back.
These are captain's orders, and it's going down as we talk, brother.
Good stuff, and we'll get this up.
Goodbye, and I hope not. Farewell. I'm out.
Okay. Let me, am I back on, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'm back on. Well, that was back at Texas City, Texas on the 728, correct?
Yes, and folks, I want you to notice that you're hearing everything in my voice from, I'm trying to figure out what kind of a Taekwondo block to do, and as a second Dan, I know a lot of them. What kind of Taekwondo block do you do over a nuke? And you hear me right there on the verge of tears because I thought, and I'm saying things like, we're going to make our Alamo there. There were helicopters circling my position. I thought I was a dead man. I was doing my duty, but I thought I was a dead man. May still be before this is all over. But the point is, that's the kind of thing they have planned for us. And all that terror that I saw is what they were going to do. All we got was the fireworks show without the explosion. It's not because they didn't have the explosion planned. It's because we interdicted it. And we needed to interdict the next one. Because the same way they were using that Charleston, South Carolina, Fort Monroe exercise as a cover for going live under General Byrne, to nuke Texas City, they're going to do the same things again. They're running out of time.
Now, do you think that we've heard to talk about Iran now, we've heard to talk about terrorist attacks in America, do you think they're going to go back to Texas City again?
I think that the most likely two places to get hit are either going to be South Carolina or they're going to go back to the Houston metro area. Houston metro, because they control the various police and civics and importantly, the media organization. They've effectively infiltrated the NBC affiliate for which I used to work, KPRC. They've effectively taken over the left-wing station, KPFT, so that it's no longer left-wing, it's a pussycat. The new mayor, Mayor White, has fired all of his senior leadership and brought in politically loyal junior leadership whose only qualification is that they keep Mayor White happy. They fired their 20-year jailers and brought in a bunch of newbies working with private contractors, and that's got to bode ill for what they're going to do with those jailers when they have this incident. They're setting up a cutthroat police condition in advance, and that's the way they work. They don't just pull this stuff out of their butt and do it somewhere, folks. It's deep conceived, deep prepared. They're freaks for preparation. That's why they run the encryption and the code.
So now, you say this... This nuclear attack that's coming to America, which everyone talks about, has been planned now for maybe 10 years?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Look, man, the New World Order was announced on September 11th, 1990, and it happened 11 years later to the date that they had their 9-1-1 event that set it up for the final phase. 11 years between September 11th, 9-1-1, 1990, and September 11th, 9-1-1, 2001. Now, want one more freaky trick? Take September 11th, 1990, and what you get is 911-199.
Huh.
Take the zeros out because you don't play zeros. These guys are freaks for it, man. They've got a fetish for it. And, yes, this is a deep-conceived attack that has been laid away for a long time. Bush has got to go ricky-ticky because when he gets to that State of the Union, which, remember, is on the 31st, and that's a 131 code, January 131. Remember how I said in Oklahoma City they put that sign up to say 161 people died, which flipped the six, and you got 191, which is 9/11?
Right.
Look up the Madrid bombings right now, and you'll find out the final number is 191 dead. They love to play these inversion codes and these anagram codes. So 131 is a 311 mutation, which, of course, is related to the 911 motif. These are all related operations. All these al-Qaeda terror attacks we call al-CIA attacks. And the 131, if Bush doesn't have something, he's going to have half the Congress sitting there listening to his State of the Union on their hands, booing and hissing and looking mean. And he can't afford that. Right now, his foreign adventurism has failed, and his domestic tyranny has become apparent. So they have pulled out this bin Laden crapola on an emergency basis, and now, folks, listen to me carefully. They pulled this crap out on January 19th, 119. For God's sake, they're telling you they're going to do another 911, and they told you on 119. It's the 119-911 warning. They're laughing while they're doing this. Remember how I said that they tied the first one into the space shuttle? Because NASA stuff is an easy executive call to set up, and they get to manipulate numbers and all kinds of symbology and imagery.
Right.
They sent up the New Horizons Pluto shot on 119. So the same day that bin Laden's terror warning reached us, we also got a NASA launch. And remember, they can control that. And both of them have the numeric date of 911 reversed, 119. Now, I caught this on MSNBC, and I just took it down quick because I was doing a lot of things with bin Laden. But here are the numbers they put out. MSNBC was careful to put out on just a midday briefing that it was going to be 369 degrees on the skin. Now, why 369? Well, because 3, 6, and 9 are an ascending scale of 3. That's a 3 crescendo. 3, then 3 times 2 is 6, then 3 times 3 is 9. The launch window was going open until 3:08 Eastern time. 3 plus 8, 11. The forecast was for 66 degrees at 3,600 feet. 66, an 11 mutation. 3,600 feet, 3 plus 6 is 9. There's an 11-9, a 9-11. Immediately thereafter, they told you that it was going to be 47 miles before all the stage detached. 47, 4 plus 7 is 11. It was going to go 36,000 miles per hour. 3 plus 6, 36,000 miles per hour. 3 plus 6, 9. Another 9-11 mutation. And there were no other numbers. Don't say, well, what about the numbers that didn't add up to 9 and 11? There weren't any. And it said it was going to pass over the moon in 9 hours. And then it was going to take how many years to get to Pluto? 9. And guess which planet Pluto is? The 9th. And, of course, Pluto is the god of the dead. Folks, they're beating you over the head with a rocket ship because they're sending out such a general symbol by doing that kind of thing that everybody down to dog catcher in this conspiracy now knows to be on their toes and support the team. They're getting ready to pop us on 131.
You have about 5 minutes. So, John in Texas, go ahead.
Greetings, everybody, from Ground Zero, Texas City. Eric, seeing as how these...
Do you remember the flash that night?
Yeah, well, I was going to comment on that, but I didn't want to take up too much time. Yeah, my ham radio was going nuts.
Okay.
I can confirm that, and a couple of days afterwards. Seeing as how they like numerology and three, I don't want to say this, but do you think, three times the charm, Tech City? And the second question is, how big is the nuke going to be, do you think?
Okay, they're going to target Texas City. It's our most likely call because you are the cult favorite. Texas City, Texas, finish out the parallelism. Furthermore, your people down there are implicated all the way down to the local level, and the only way out for them is to have it go down because then they'll get to cover it up good. The more people are part of mass murder, the easier it is to cover up mass murder. We found that up with New York. The last thing you asked was it?
John?
How big do you think?
Oh, they're saying 10 megaton, but that's a mistype. It's got to be a 10 kiloton again. They're going with the 10 KT. That's the news brief that I got, the article that I got in the news release I got said 10 megaton. That can't be it. It's going to be a 10 kiloton. They're going to wipe out Texas City, and they're going to blame it on Al-Qaeda. They're going to say Al-Qaeda got help from Iran, and we're going nuclear.
To Joe in California. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Greg, how you doing? Thanks for all your help and continue to decode this stuff and your guests' courage. But I had a question. What are the likelihood of an attack of that type, either besides Texas City and Southern in Carolina, in actually happening in California?
They could go to any state, and California would not be a bad secondary because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Bush political machinery hack. You've got a governor there who's politically reliable. They're going to go to politically reliable states.
What city would you think in California?
I couldn't give you one. But I'd say that Arnold would do a good job of suppressing the investigation, and for God's sake, that's why they got him the job.
Right, I agree.
By the way, Look out for earthquakes out there. They're setting y'all up for that. Keep going. Okay, my final thoughts, and they may really be final, because at some point they're going to take me out, folks. I've done my duty, and I'll die a soldier. That's why I go by captain when I do these shows. The American people can call me what they want because I work for them, I've lived for them, and I'll die for them. They've gotten their money back. When this is all over and we stop this stuff, we're going to have tribunals and treason trials, folks. The more they think they're going to answer to the people, the more likely they are to back off. If you stand by good manners and politeness, you're going to die. That's what they are setting up, a new world order terror regime. This is Captain May, signing out from Houston.
Okay, thank you, Captain, very much. We'll have you on again. We'll be back tomorrow. Same